Day two of the Iowa High School State Championships is in the books, and yesterday we lost 15 area wrestlers, as we'll go through those quick. West Delaware losing Lucas Peters, Cooper Waugh, and Blake Mather. For Monticello, it was Jonah Lunsman and Dylan Monk. Independence lost Cameron Kramer and Luke Johnson. Anamosa ended the seasons of Easton Wheeler, Mike and Wheeler, and Tate Peterschmidt. In Class 3A, David Tyson, the lone Bobcat, to drop out of the tournament. And in Class 1A, there were four East Buchanan Buccaneers that were eliminated from the tournament. Brody McGrath, Colton Torres, Carter Wilgenbush, and Tanner Torn. We start in Class 2A with the wrestlers that are remaining. At 113 pounds, Jarrett Engel of West Delaware went 2-0, remained in the tournament, and will wrestle in the blood round today in the consolation. He'll take on Mitchell Schmaus of Crestwood. At 120 pounds, Braden Mowry lost 7-5 in overtime to Carter Schmaus in the quarterfinals yesterday. He will move to the backside, and he will take on Jake Haugsey of Mount Vernon. At 138 pounds, Caden Kramer of Independence, losing in his quarterfinal round match 8-7 in overtime to Jordan Schmidt of Solon. He'll move to the backside coming up today against Jaron Gilley of Dubuque Wallert. Jax Miller of West Delaware went 2-0, and including an 8-4 win over his second round opponent, Dalton Van Wy, as today in the blood round, he'll take on Barrett Morgan of Algona. 144 pounds, Tyler Wieland of Independence went 1-0, winning in the quarterfinals 1-0 against Jackson Kinnitz of Bishop Heelan Catholic. Coming up today in the semifinals, he will take on Royce Butt of Central DeWitt. 150 pounds, it was Hudson Scranton of Anamosa winning 8-4 in overtime over Mikey Ryan of Mount Vernon. He will now take on the number one seed in the semifinals later on today, Lucas Krall of Garner Hayfield Ventura. 165 pounds, Aiden Antonelli of Anamosa went 2-0 on the day, as he, coming up today in the blood round, will take on Caleb Seba of Clarion Goldfield Dows. 175 pounds, were guaranteed a state finalist there in Class 2A, as it'll be number one seed Austin Scranton of Anamosa taking on number four seed Brent Yankovic of West Delaware. Both wrestlers 1-0 yesterday, and will meet in the semifinals later today. And on the bottom side of the bracket, Braylon Bieber of Independence went 2-0 on the day yesterday, including a fall in his last match. He will now take on Kenny Kerr of North Fayette Valley in the blood round. And at heavyweight, Brady McDonald went 2-0 with two falls yesterday. As he's in the blood round today, he'll take on Ethan Wood of Mount Vernon in that consolation round match. 106 pounds in Class 3A. Again, three Western Dubuque Bobcats still alive in the tournament, starting with Kellen McKenna at 106 pounds. He lost by fall in the quarterfinals to Dylan Munson of Cedar Rapids Prairie. Coming up today in the blood round, he'll take on Avery Van Zelderen of Dallas Center Grimes. At 144 pounds, same unfortunate luck for Joe Hirsch, as he was pinned in 4 minutes and 59 seconds by Ben Hansen of Ankeny. Coming up today in the consolation, he'll take on Ty Sulverson of Boone. 165 pounds, Drew Birds went 2-0 on the day for the Bobcats. He had a fall and a 7-1 win. Today in the blood round, he'll take on Colin Falk of Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And we ended things last night in Class 1A, and what a day it was for our wrestlers that are remaining, as we start at 126 pounds. Brock Morris of Cascade took down the number two seed 7-3. Colton Munson of Ogden coming up tonight in the semifinals. He will take on Caleb Sweden of Grettinger Terrell. Top seeded and top ranked, Keaton Muller of Starmont, the sophomore, with a 12-3 major decision in the quarterfinals last night. Coming up tonight in the semifinals, he will take on Reese Klosterman of Albernette. 165 pounds, the Cinderella story continues for East Buchanan, as Clay Wilgenbush had a fall in the quarterfinals last night over Lincoln Blickendurfer of Central Springs. Coming up tonight in the semifinals, he'll take on the number one seed John McGill of Colfax Mingo. 190 pounds, Nathan Bites got put on his back early in the match in the quarterfinals last night, but came all the way back to defeat Tate Peach of Iowa Valley Marengo 10-8. Coming up tonight in the semis, he'll have a district final rematch, which he lost against Loudon Huizenga of Waco Whalen. 215 pounds, Brady Davis came out and in control in the quarterfinals last night as he pinned Kyler Salas of Don Bosco in 2 minutes and 52 seconds. Coming up tonight in the semifinals, he'll take on David Smith of West Hancock Britt. At heavyweight, Aiden Salo losing a overtime match last night to Trenton Warner, 3-1, as Warner from Nottoway Valley. Coming up today in the blood round, Salo will take on Jace Henderson of MVAOCOU, and also at heavyweight, Cody Fox of East Buchanan. He was down 5-0 as he got put on his back in the opening seconds of his quarterfinal round match with Peyton Jacoby of ACGC, came back and pinned Jacoby in 4 minutes and 16 seconds. So coming up tonight, he will wrestle in the semifinals against Logan Wright of West Branch. Our coverage starts at 9 o'clock this morning. We'll have our Class 2A wrestlers wrestling in the blood round and the semifinals, and then come back for the fifth round consolations as they'll be on at 9 o'clock, and then it'll go Class 3A and Class 1A to round off tonight. Reporting live from the Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines, Jamie Vasky, KMCH Sports.